Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We are here until 5 a.m. It's Fly Jams Friday. That'll be coming up a little bit later on. We also have our regular features, You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies. You'll find out what's going to happen on Outside the Loop Radio as well. All of our regular Friday features are coming up. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. You can also check us out at facebook.com/Nick D Show and follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. Okay, we are very happy to welcome back to the show again Sarah Spain, who is an ESPN personality and one of the people behind Hear the Cheers. And it's a yearly campaign that raises funds for children, in particular athletes who aren't in a position to pay for hearing aids that they need in order to play sports. And they're having their annual fundraiser, and it's this Sunday, the 26th, at Zella, 1983 North Clybourne. It features a tournament watch party, sports memorabilia, silent auction, open bar. And another look, you never get tired of this, another look at Game 7 World Series victory for the Cubs. We have a link for all that information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show, and we welcome Sarah back to the show. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. How you doing?
Pretty all right. My brackets are being busted one by one. I don't have a bracket of integrity. I have many brackets. And now I'm down to one.
It's,
I could still win.
It's I think that's a common story this season, don't you think?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
man.
There was just no real favorite. So I figure if I just make like 8 brackets and each one has a different winner, then I could keep myself in it for as long as possible. And now I'm down to one.
You're down to one. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sorry to hear that. Listen, since the last time you were on with us, a couple of things happened. We'll get to the World Series thing, but you got married.
I did.
Congratulations.
Almost as important as the World Series.
Congratulations. Tell Brad I said hi.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I will, of course.
And how's that for you? Is a married life treating you all right?
Yeah, I mean, it's about the same. We've been together for like 8 years, so
right.
It feels very similar, although I would say that this year has been our busiest one yet, so we see each other even less. So if they're true about the whole absence makes the heart grow fonder thing, then we are set.
Well, congratulations. I just wanted to publicly congratulate you on that. Fantastic. Let's talk about covering the Cubs this past season. How amazing was that for you?
Unbelievable. And you know, it's funny because I feel like a lot of Cubs fans feel the same way. If you ask them, is it as you imagined it or as you pictured it? A lot of them would say, like, I never really could picture it.
Right.
Like, the idea of it sounded great, but I never could picture it really happening. And for me, it was always this amorphous thing of like, if they ever win it, I'm going to need to just like party all night and like wake up in an alley and wonder if it was all true. And in this case, I was like half working, half not working. I worked all the home games of their playoff run, but I didn't work most of the away games.
Yeah.
And so the fact that they won in Game 7, I was with my husband and a whole bunch of other friends in a suite at the Indians ballpark that we got just through a good friend of ours that is a hustler.
Yeah.
And knew the suite manager.
Yeah.
And hooked us up with the suite for every away game before they even made the World Series.
Yeah.
He called a couple places that they might be facing and said, you know, can we hook up a suite and we'll get our deposit back if they don't end up playing. And so it was really cool because it was that balance of, I got to represent the city so many ways. By being on SportsCenter every night and doing postgame and pregame and interviewing players and coaches and everything. But then I also got to just be a fan when they won it all and
yeah.
Just lose my mind and, you know.
Well,
awesome.
Just covering that season, I mean, right out of the gate, you know, the Cubs were insane. I mean, it was an insane season. They had a little bit of a hiccup right before the All-Star break. But I mean, outside of that, I mean, I've never seen a Cubs season like that. And I've been around for 51 seasons and I've never seen anything like it. And what was it like to cover that team for the entire season?
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, we've been talking a lot in reflecting on the last, you know, 15 months or so about all the things that were insane. Whether that was the Cavs finally bringing a title to Cleveland or Leicester City having the craziest odds ever or the Cubs. And the thing is, like, the Cubs are always an underdog,
yeah.
Right? Because it's been over a century.
Yeah.
But they really weren't the underdog. Like, they were wire to wire the favorites. And that's hard to kind of put your mind around as a Cubs fan, that they were the favorites, that they had an unbelievable season, that they had 2 Cy Young finalists, and that they did it. They actually did it.
Yeah.
It was a blast to cover. And I'll tell you, with the exception of Aroldis Chapman, who was never my favorite and who I was pretty vocal about, it was just the best team to cover because, you know, even the John Lackeys were getting in on the dress up day and wearing a full camo head to toe suit and smiling every once in a while. You know, this was just a team of guys that it was incredibly easy to root for. And the position and the role of being the group of men that finally get to do this for the city of Chicago is really an honor that's like pretty unmatched in sports.
Yeah.
They're set forever as part of this team. And so for it to be, you know, the David Rosses and Chris Bryant and Javi Baez and Anthony Rizzo's of the world is super special. And I think that just made it all the more fun was that there weren't the stories of discord in the locker room. And throughout it all, Joe Maddon always finds a way to do that special twist or that goofy thing that, and I don't think that can be underestimated really when you consider the amount of pressure and just how in their heads this team could have been. So just the perfect mix of people. It was unbelievable. It's better than any story or movie that you could write. It would not seem real if you wrote a movie and you did all the twists and turns and had it end the way it did.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And it's got to be fun, you know, hanging out with and talking with Maddon.
Yeah, you know, I haven't gotten to talk to him that many times, just interviewed him a couple times. And actually, it was funny. So we went, my husband's website, The Heckler, does this big spring training trip every year.
Yeah.
And it's gotten bigger and bigger every year. We always go the first weekend of March, and now we're at like 50 people per trip with a party bus and a chef and a DJ and everything. And last year, he kind of combined his bachelor party with that trip to try to get as many of his friends as possible to go. So I surprised him by getting to throw out the first pitch at the first home game for the Cubs.
Aww.
And what was great is he happened to be wearing one of his Heckler shirts with Joe Maddon's face on it that said, "It's magic." And someone convinced him to wear this red, white, and blue headband with a mullet attached to it. So he really looked incredibly classy and professional. And so before he went to throw out, Kerry Wood was catching him. So before he went to throw out the first pitch, he took a shot, not an actual shot, although that would be believable with Joe, a photo with Joe right before he went out to throw with his shirt, with his face on it and everything else. And he's just a really cool dude. He was like, "Yeah, I love your shirt." Like, he's as down to earth and as real as he seems on television. And again, an easy guy to root for as part of the whole thing that made it happen.
I got to tell you, you know, it's weird, Sarah. You know, I've been a Cub fan my entire life, and I grew up, you know, six blocks away from Wrigley on Addison. So it's been an attachment to my life forever.
Real deal.
Yeah. But I have to say, and as insane as it was to see them win the World Series in what is possibly the best Game 7 in the history of baseball.
Right.
I got to say, when they beat the Dodgers to get to the World Series, I think I was more emotional that night. I got to say.
They won the pennant?
When they won the pennant, man, to get to the World Series. I got to tell you, I don't know what it was, but I lost it the night they won the World Series. There's no question about it.
It might have been being at home, though. Being at home at Wrigley Field, that might have been part of it. And I don't know. I was super emotional that night, except I will say that I had to race. As soon as the last out hit, I had to race out of Wrigley and go do SportsCenter from Murphy's Bleachers, which was one of the few times that I was really bummed I was working because I would have loved to just stay in Wrigley and party with all the players and celebrate with the fans, but not complaining.
Right.
But I will say the ups and downs of Game 7 and the relief and the everything, that was much more emotional for me. Because, you know, when they won the pennant, too, had they lost, there was another shot. Right. You didn't want it. You didn't want to do that.
Right.
Of course not. But also that game was sort of in the bag pretty early.
Yeah.
You could coast and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it was still amazing. But I think any game like that where it seems like you've kind of got it and then now you're just nervously hoping that they'll hold on feels very different from that Game 7. I swear to God, I think I said twice to Brad, like, I think I might be having a stroke.
Yeah.
Like, my mouth won't move. I can't pick up my arms. Like, I was undergoing some serious mental trauma.
Oh yeah,
Game 7.
Oh no, no question about it. I'm as well. Me too. And I have to say, I mean, like, it literally when the rain delay happened, I was like, "You got to be kidding me! You seriously have got to be kidding me!"
Yeah.
And then the rain delay turned out to be a blessing in disguise. I mean, it was.
Did. It did. They all say that they don't know for sure that they actually would have won without it.
Yeah.
They needed their pep talk, and they needed that moment, you know?
Yeah. Well, we got to take a break here, Sarah, and I promise we're going to get to your benefit. I just had to I had to talk about the Cubs with you, you know?
I'll never stop you.
Okay. All right, Sarah, hang on, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Sarah Spain is with us. She's awesome. She's from ESPN, and she's one of the people behind Hear the Cheers. And we'll tell you all about that fundraiser and how you can go to it or how you can donate. And we'll give you all the info behind that as well. We have a link on our Facebook page for all the info. Facebook.com/NickDShow. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday coming up. You big dummy, straight out of context. Nick D. Show Spies. All the regular Friday features to kick off your weekend will be happening. But right now, I want to welcome back to the show the lovely Sarah Spain from ESPN. And she's one of the people behind Hear the Cheers. And we want to hear all about that. Welcome back, Sarah.
Thanks for welcoming me back and allowing me to remain.
Let's talk about this. We've talked about this before. We had you on before to talk about this. Hear the Cheers. Tell us about this campaign and how it started and what's behind it.
So it started 5 years ago. Julie Foudy, the famous soccer player and now ESPN analyst and broadcaster, reached out to a bunch of us and said, you know, I'd love for you guys to be a part of this campaign I started called Choose to Matter. Find something that you and your daughter want to get involved in locally in the community to teach her at a young age that charity doesn't have to be about million-dollar donations. It can be small-scale stuff for the people that live around you. And I don't have a daughter, but Eliza Peters from the Geneva area of Illinois had become sort of a mentee of mine. Her dad had reached out and asked if they could take a tour of the ESPN radio studio because she was interested in being a broadcaster when she grows up. She was in, I want to say, 7th grade at the time. Mm-hmm. And we just sort of hit it off, me and Eliza and her parents. And so when Julie reached out, I said, all right, I'm going to see if Eliza will be my surrogate daughter and we'll take on some sort of cause. I asked her if she had suggestions. And, you know, she was born with hearing impairments in her left ear, and her family learned throughout her process that most hearing aids are not covered by insurance, which is pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can cost $5,000-$6,000 an ear. So just imagine being a family where you learn that your child is having hearing difficulties, it's affecting their schoolwork or their ability to play on a team or anything that's just being a normal kid, and you learn it's going to cost you $5,000 an ear. A lot of families can't come up with that. So we decided that was our cause. And for the last 5 years, we've been doing one big month-long push online with awesome raffle prizes donated by a bunch of teams and places in Chicago. And then we try to do one live in-person event, which is what's coming up Sunday at Zella. So we do 4:30 to 7:30, super inexpensive. It's either $10 cover, or you could do $30 at the bar, and that's all you can drink for 3 hours. Mm. And we'll watch the Cubs Game 7 win. We'll have the tourney games on. I have a bunch more raffle prizes. I've got a private wine tasting for 6, Chicago Wolves tickets and signed stuff, Mike Ditka signed stuff, Dennis Rodman signed jersey, Red Stars tickets, Arlington Racetrack Day at the races, acupuncture, yoga. Like, whatever you're into, we've got something for you that you can win. And because it's live in person and you got to be there, your odds of winning something are super good. So all the money raised will go to our campaign. And we do have a waiting list of kids to help because we try to get to as many as we can every year we've raised. I think after this year's campaign, it'll be over $150,000
wow.
in 5 years.
Wow.
Just in our little small scale efforts. So it's been really cool to work on. And it's one of those things like you remember being a kid and it was tough, you know, so add on something else and another challenge for these young kids. And we just try to make it easier on them and their families.
Yeah. It really is unbelievable, Sarah, that many hearing aids, many insurance policies don't cover hearing aids. I just think that's
right?
It's insane. It's insane.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're looking for someone who needs funding, you can check out ChicagoHearingSociety.org/HearTheCheers, and there's an application there if you want to
yep.
if you want that. Also, last year you guys raised over $27,000 just at this event.
Yeah, well, it was the event combined with the online push.
The online push,
so
right.
We try to do like one big month and a half usually just to try to focus our efforts and really barrage and annoy all of our friends and family for that one long stretch, but not fully year round. And I think it works out well to sort of focus on that. And then, you know, we got awesome prizes this year. And what's been great is really how nice all the Chicago teams have been and their willingness to give us cool stuff to help drive the donations. So,
yeah. It's obviously it's just such a fun event in itself, in and of itself, and it's cheap too. It's a $10 cover, yeah, or $30 at the bar, and a lot of people can do a lot of damage with $30 in an open bar.
I mean, it averages out till $10 an hour, and I know you're spending more than that if you're doing a real Sunday fun day.
Yeah, that's true. It's absolutely true. Lots of great prizes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to come up with a cool game. I haven't figured it out yet, but since we do know what's going to happen in Game 7, I'm trying to figure out if there's some cool games or things that we can do, you know, knowing what's coming up next. You know, everyone take a shot when they do this, you win a prize if you can remember exactly which guy hit into this double play or whatever it is. So we'll
right,
see.
Right. Okay. So it's a $10 cover. It's this Sunday, March 26th at Zella, which is 1983 North Clybourn in Chicago. You can either pay the $10 cover or you can pay $30 for the open bar. And you also you won't miss the tourney, even though your brackets are busted. You won't miss the tourney. There's sports memorabilia, silent auction, all kinds of really cool signed event, all kinds of cool stuff. Open bar and also Game 7 of the World Series. You'll be able to watch that again. And we have all the information on our Facebook page. And if people want to donate, they can't make it to the event, Sarah, on Sunday, but they want to donate. How can people do that?
Yeah, if you go to the Chicago Hearing Society page and click on Hear the Cheers, you can still donate. And I think, you know, if you're the kind of person that has trouble navigating that, you can just Google Chicago Hear the Cheers, Sarah Spain, and it'll come up and you'll find the page. And it's easy to find the donation page. So.
Okay. All right. Are you having fun watching the Hawks this season?
I am. You know, it's funny. I feel like Chicago sports teams really do a nice job of, you know, give and take. Like when the Cubs and the Sox were terrible, the Hawks were playing deep into June and taking our eyes off baseball, leaving us with just a couple months to suffer through until training camp.
Right.
And last year the Hawks bowed out in the first round, but that allowed us to get really focused on the Cubs. So we'll see. I would like for the Cubs and Hawks to be battling for our attention.
Yeah.
Come NHL playoff time.
Yeah. I got a feeling, Sarah, I got a feeling that they will be. I think they will be too.
Yeah. And it's interesting with this team because they have been so great and have had, you know, such sustained excellence that you can keep one eye on them in the regular season and enjoy watching them, but never get fully invested till the postseason because you know that the good stuff is yet to come with them.
So, right, but I love watching the Hawks, and I'm really excited about the Cubs season. I have to say that I'm a little upset. The only thing I'm upset about, Sarah, is my favorite Cub last year was Dexter Fowler, and
I know.
And not only did he leave the team,
fan of him.
Isn't he Graves just great? Guy was on base every time.
I know, and just a good dude, constantly a smile on his face, enjoying himself. You go, we go.
Yeah.
Now he is gone.
Yeah, and not only is he gone, he's a Cardinal.
I know. Brutal. I thought you were going to say that the only thing that made you mad is that the Bears now have Mark Sanchez on their team in addition to Mike Glennon. And the worst part of it is that when they signed Glennon, I thought, all right, fine.
Yeah.
Maybe they just want a slightly more dependable veteran so that when they bring in some young draft guy, they can kind of ease him in and he can learn behind someone that's got a better temperament than, say, a Jay Cutler. But then Adam Schefter tweets out, now that the Bears have like 17 quarterbacks on their roster,
right,
don't expect them to draft a quarterback high. And I'm like, no, like we have to be looking to the future. Mike Glennon is not the answer.
Okay.
Terrible.
All right. All right. Well, let's think about the Cubs and the Hawks right now.
Talk me down, Nick. Talk me down.
You're all right. You're good. Sarah Spain from ESPN, you're awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. And I wish you the best for Sunday, and I hope you raise a ton of money. Hear the Cheers. It's the annual fundraiser. It's this Sunday, the 26th, at Zella on Clybourn. It's a $10 cover, which is cheap, or a $30 open bar, which is even cheaper. There's going to be a tournament watch party, sports memorabilia, auction, silent auction, open bar, and you can also take another look at the Game 7 of the Cubs World Series victory. And all the information we have is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. Hey, Sarah, let's do this a little more often than usual, okay?
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me on to talk about this.
No, it's my pleasure. My best to Brad, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, take care. There you go. Sarah Spain from ESPN. She rules. And you can go to facebook.com/NickDShow for more information. You can also go to chicagohearingsociety.org/hearthecheers, and you can donate there too. All right, we'll take a break. Nick DiGilio on WGN.